And we're joined on the line this morning by Dr. Ann Peters, professor of clinical medicine at the Keck School of Medicine, the University of Southern California, and the director of the USC Clinical Diabetes Program. Here to talk about something called GetInsulin.org, which connects people with diabetes who take insulin to assistance programs and low-cost solutions. Dr. Peters, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk, I guess, we kind of the basics of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. And then what's and the need for insulin for diabetics? Explain a little bit of that process for us.
Certainly. So insulin is really a life-sustaining medication for people with diabetes. And people with type 1 diabetes, which used to be called juvenile onset diabetes, but can literally have to take insulin multiple times a day, or within 2 to 3 days, they literally will die without insulin. It is absolutely critical for their life. People with type 2 diabetes have a range of different treatments, but as they get older, they often end up needing insulin as well. So there are many, many millions of people in this country who require insulin to survive. And without it, they're in terrible trouble. And so it's very important that people with diabetes have access to the insulin that they need.
And talk a little bit about, I guess, the prices of why has it become so expensive? Is that a trend? Is it just recently? Or what do you know?
Well, it used to be that we had sort of basic kinds of insulin, and then insulins became modified, so they became even better insulins. And as that happened, the cost just skyrocketed. And I don't really understand all the reasons why. I'm just a doctor. But I can tell you that it's gone from being something people can afford to people really struggling to pay for. So if you don't have insurance, it can cost up to $1,000 a month. And people just simply can't afford it. And even people with insurance often don't have coverage that completely covers their insulin. So to me, it's been a crisis, and we see people every year dying. And it's not, you know, old people, literally, it's young people. So every year I have people in their 20s and 30s die because they don't have access to the insulin they need. And that's just a crime. People need insulin, and they need to be able to have access to insulin.
What can be done about that? Do you have any recommendations?
Well, first of all, insofar as people are capable, they need to maintain some form of health insurance. But separate from that, many of the manufacturers do have programs that give insulin for much less cost. And so Beyond Type 1 created this website called GetInsulin.org. And so what this does is it takes all of those programs, which are really complicated to figure out which program exists and how expensive the insulin is, and you can put your information into that program, and it will tell you in your local community where you can get insulin for the lowest cost. And it also helps tell you where you can get medical care, even for free, if people just don't have access, because you need medical care plus insulin. And so people really should go to that site, because it's the only place I know of that tries to make the complicated process of figuring out how to get insulin easier. And I'm very proud of this site because it's been something that's been in the works for a long time.
Beyond Type 1 is a global diabetes nonprofit organization, so this is kind of a worldwide issue.
It's worldwide, except that it's really an issue in the United States, because around the world, most places have insulin that's affordable. So that's why it's this unique, horrible problem in the United States, and a lot of people are working on changing this issue, but right now it's still here. Insulin's still really expensive, and we need to make sure people have the knowledge to find the insulin that they can afford. People just shouldn't go without insulin who need it, because it's so critical to their lives.
I'm assuming people sometimes will ration it or maybe even look for another alternative.
Well, there's no other alternative for many people, but yes, they'll ration it. And that's crazy, right? If you need a medication and take X amount and suddenly you can only take, you know, half of that, it's terrible for you and it can lead to all sorts of diabetes complications. But on the flip side, we've never had so many good treatments and tools for the management of diabetes. So if I have somebody who has access to the tools they need, it's spectacular. I can treat patients better than ever. So it's one of those things where people can live a really long and healthy life with diabetes as long as we can get them what they need. And that's why, as a physician, it's so frustrating because I don't want the barrier to be, oh, well, we can't afford the insulin we need to stay alive. So I know what I can do, but we have to make sure patients have access. And this getinsulin.org site really starts to help with that problem. It doesn't fix the problem, but it certainly is a tool to make it somewhat better.
Well, diabetes seems to be a growing problem in the United States. We've talked to many doctors and people along the way where it seems to be increased, or there seems to be more diagnosis of diabetes these days.
Well, we are seeing more, in part because the American population has become heavier and less active. And it may be that COVID itself, when we're in this pandemic, increases the risk for diabetes. And certainly if people are staying around and eating and not exercising as much because they're at home, it also is a big issue. So people need to exercise, they need to eat well and take care of themselves, because all of that plays a big role in terms of diabetes management. But we really need to make sure people get diagnosed and treated early. So anybody who has any concern about having diabetes should see their healthcare provider, get a blood sugar test to make sure they're okay, particularly if they have a family history of diabetes, because that really increases the risk.
And again, getinsulin.org is the place to go to find out about getting the insulin or the availability of that and get you set up and hopefully get something affordable that can help you, obviously, is with this life-sustaining medicine. We appreciate your time, Doctor. Thank you for joining us today.